Good to see everybody.
Even like set meals, I'm not gonna eat them like the lounge.
Okay, guys, great to see everybody. Okay, let's begin. Yesterday, we finished up that Tysus, the second Tysus, Dir Maskal Samuch. Just wanted to make a ha'ara that I mentioned to Jake and...
Recording in progress.
I mentioned to Jake and Yosef, and that is the following. What did Tosa say in that Tosa Dir Maskal Samuch? Aryeh, let's say it outside. Tosas asked Akasha, and he asked, B'seko Shonachrim, we fill our stomach up with, no problem, as long as you eat the Shmuru Matzah is the Afikomen. So you got no problem of eating a lot of stuff before what? You got no problem of eating a lot of stuff before the Afikomen, at the Seder, and then the whole day before we Aser. So it's conflicting what theories. That was Tosas Kasha. Yes? You with me, Aryeh? So what was Tosas' answer? Tosas' answer was the theory was a what? Tosas' answer was that during the same Suda, people are careful and they don't eat to their heart's desire. And they'll be careful. So they'll end up eating the Afikom at the oven. Yes? However, the day before, I shouldn't say the day before, but that morning, that afternoon, is so far away from the evening, people are going to fill themselves up. People will fill themselves, they're not going to be careful. And they'll think by the evening, what? I'll be hungry again. It's not true. As it'll become Isbarach Be'em Me'av, it'll become like settle in your stomach really good. It'll settle in your stomach, and therefore we have to Aser in the morning, afternoon, but the evening during the Seder, it's fine. Yes? So what's the theory that Tosas lays down, Natan? That if you're in a what? If you're in a meal setting, you're going to be careful. That's against the Gemara later on at Kuf Zayin and Beis. Rava shows over there that when you drink wine, it doesn't fortify. That's Sa'id. What does wine do? It is gorer. Yes? Wine is gorer. And therefore what? You're allowed to drink wine, you know, after Samach L'mincha. Because wine is just going to make you more appetizing in order to eat. It's going to make you more appetizing to eat. It does, and I can prove to you that it doesn't fortify. How do you prove to you that it doesn't sort of fortify? You're allowed to drink between the two kosos. So you see the Pharisees that what? What kind of rye is that? What kind of rye is that wine is gorer, Ariel? Maybe what? Fortified. Maybe really wine really fortifies, correct? And people are going to be careful during the meal. In a meal setting, people are careful, Tosas just said. So Tosas asks on himself. So what are Tosas' two answers? He takes out the word, I didn't say it yesterday in Shir, the Bach takes out the word aval. The Bach takes out the word aval in Tosas. And that Tosas, he takes out the word aval. And the answer starts from the word bishtiyah. So what are the two answers? What are the two answers? I just spilled the beans. What's the two answers, Binyamin? That drinking, people aren't careful with. They're not careful with. People are careful with eating in the same setting. So therefore, people are very, very careful. So lemaisa, that's by eating, but not by shtiyah, they're not careful at all. So therefore what? The fact that I'm allowed to drink between the first two kosos shows that what wine what? Is megorer. It's not fortifies. If it fortifies, it would be a problem. It fortifies, it would be a problem. That's the first answer, Tosas. What's the inami? Yosef, what's the inami? Second answer?
Two sudas.
Excellent. We view the Seder as two sudas. A person might be what? In the confines of one setting, Ariel, a person's careful. But from one to the next, people don't think about it. So people think, I'm 2 hours away. It takes Maggid 2 hours. I'm going to drink and drink and drink. And Lamaisa, you're going to what? Fill yourself up. So it must be that wine is what? Wine is only goer. It's not Said. So I just wanted to point out, to Jake and Yosef, why does Tosas give two terutzim? Because the first answer, is that really true that there's a difference between eating and drinking? Are people really careful only by achila, not by shtiyah? Maybe people are careful by both. Right? That's why Tosas came out in the second answer. And what's the problem in the second answer?
It's not really two sudas.
It's not really two sudas. It's all one suda. You sit down at the meal. You sit down at the meal. So therefore, there's a difficulty with both terutzim. That's how I wanted to start off shir, that we have that clear in that Tosas. Yes, Sam, go ahead, real quick. Tosas Dir Maskal Samuch, the one we did yesterday, the third Tosas in the parak. That's the one we finished up yesterday. I'm just starting with that horror. Okay? So that's the difference. Ariel, you got that?
Yep.
The difference between the two terutzim. The reason why I gave two terutzim, because there's a difficulty with each terutz. Like I pointed out in Seder, where does it say in Shash Shtiyah B'chal Achila? Shvuah Schof Beis and Beis. When I invite you over to my house, I don't just invite you for eating. I invite you for drinking too as well. So I invite you for drinking too as well. So it's shti or over here. Or a shti or bichlal achila. Right? So therefore, shti is bichlal achila. So here, Tosfos in the first verse is making a difference between shti and bichlal achila. It doesn't mean everything has to be identical, but I'm just pointing out that we have a concept of shti and bichlal achila. Okay, very good. This leads us now to the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside, guys. Okay? And then we have to what? And then we have to see the Tosfos, which begins this topic of the Sefer Shabbos. But as we always say, we got to get the Pshat first, and then we can get to the Lomdus. But we got to get everything in the Pshat first. Let's see the Gemara inside. Ariel, why don't you read the Gemara? Go ahead. Let's see. Oh, what's the word my area? What does area mean? What does area mean, guys?
Usually means seed.
Mention. Here it means mention. No, area means mention. Why does it mention Arvei Pesachim? Even Arvei Shabbos of Yom Tov should be mentioned. Why? Because there's a din of Lo Yochel by those days. Go ahead, Desanya. Desanya is always, there's a proof in the Brisa.
Desanya.
Ben's got to come. We got to make sure we have a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Desanya. Lo Yochel Adam Arvei Shabbos of Yom Tov. Minaminaku Lamala Kadesh Yikan Le Shabbos on Le Shabbos Kishu Taiva Dibur Rabbi Yehuda.
Excellent. You see, a person cannot eat Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov in a Mincha Lomala, 3:30, perfect 12-hour day, in order to enter the Shabbos with a Taiva, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Okay, not Rabbi Yehuda Mesera. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. The Tana. All the Halakot Tanoim. Go ahead. What does Rabbi Yossi say?
And
Rabbi Yossi Omer.
Here it is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Okobel, Lagat
Shetak Sheik. Excellent. Achetek Shach. Excellent. Choshek's in the Parsha. Right, Choshek's in the Parsha. The ninth plague, darkness. Rabbi Yossi says you can eat and drink till one, continue to eat al Achetechsha. Yes? So therefore, what does this price approve? This price approves that there's an Isser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of what? Of eating and drinking when? From 3:30 on in Erev Shabbos and Yom. So why does the Mishnah pick on Pesach? It's a great kasha. My area, Sam. Why did it mention Erev Pesach when this din applies to according to Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Shabbos and Yom? It's a great kasha. Excellent. Let's see the Teretz.
Amar Rav Huna.
Rav Huna is an Amar, we know that. Rav Yossi, Rav Yudu, Artanoim, Tanaik literature. Go ahead.
Amar Rav Huna. Lo Sricha, El Rav Yossi.
Right, what do we always say when we read Lo Sricha in Shas? How do we always say you should read Lo Sricha? Lo, period. Sricha. Lo, don't read a Lo Sricha together. Everyone in the world, most people in the world, Ariel, read it like you do. But I just want you to get it, so how to read it. Lo, no. It's not true. Srich, it's needed to be taught. Go ahead.
Lo, Sricha. Elo the Rabbi Yossi de Amar. Ogavaholak Amchetikshach.
Oh, Rabbi Yossi says you can eat and drink in Erev Shabbos. Go ahead.
Hani mili be Arve Shabbat of Yom Tovim.
What's Hani mili mean?
This also applies to.
Hani mili. These words are only by what? Hani mili. These. Mili. These words. This din of Ochol Atetekshach only applies to what? Hani mili. Go ahead. Hani mili bear what? Arve. Right, and Arve Shabbos Yom Tov, you can eat all the way until the dark. Aval. Aval bear. You got it?
Aval bear Pesach mishum kiyuva de matzah modeh.
Excellent, period. But Erev Pesach, which is the chiyuv, is because of matzah, you need to what? He's modeh. What does that mean? Erev Pesach is different, because Erev Pesach is the chiyuv to eat the matzah. On Shabbos and Yontav, of course, you have to eat, but there's no chiyuv d'maisa, like a chiyuv of matzah. And matzah, we have to make sure that what? That you eat it, what, with an appetite? It's not such a mandate on Shabbos and Yontav that you have to eat it with an appetite. You shouldn't eat achil gasa, of course, but that's why you shouldn't fill yourself up in here of Shabbos and Yontav. But the bottom line is that on Erev Pesach, and Leil Pesach, there's a special din of eating matzah, which doesn't exist in Yom by Shabbos and Yontav. And therefore, you have to stop eating already by what? You have to stop eating already by 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is Samach L'mincha, half an hour before 3:30. So, in other words, if I ask you, Sam, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Who's the Tana of our Mishnah, Shmuel?
Rabbi Yossi.
It's Rabbi Yossi. Notice the Mishnah is anonymous Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. That's an example of Stam Mishnah. There's no Tana mentioned. So Rav Huna says, I'll tell you who the Tana is. The Tana is the Halakha of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi claims that when it comes to Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, you can eat all the way until dark. When it comes to Erev Pesach, not true. Erev Pesach, you got to stop what? Erev Pesach, you have to stop at 3 o'clock. because of the chiyuv of matzah. That's according to Rav Huna. Excellent. Go ahead.
Rav Papa Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda.
Now, what do you always say when there's an Amar and then it says his name and then it says Amar? He's coming to be what? When it always says Rav Papa Amar as opposed to Amar Rav Papa, what is Rav Papa Amar coming to connote? He's coming to be cholek on the previous shita. Rav Papa says, whereas opposed to saying says Rav Papa, he's opening up a new topic. It's a new sugya. Whenever the Amar is after the Amor, he's coming to be cholek on the previous shita. It's important to know that. And that's exactly what he's saying here. Rav Papa says, I beg to differ with you, Rav Huna. Go ahead, say again. Rav Papa Amar.
Rav Papa Amar. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda.
That the Tana can even be reviewed. Go ahead.
Hasam be'arvei shabbatovim yomim tovim min haminchu lamala hu de'asir.
From 3:30, it's what? It's asir. Min haminchu lamala. When mincha Tana starts at 3:30. Go ahead.
Samuklu mincha shari.
From 3 on, it's good. From 3 to 3:30, it's still good. Okay? You can eat up to 3:30 Erev Shabbos and Yotah. But Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha is Aser. So this comes Rav Papa and says, I beg to differ with you. The Tana of our Mishnah is who? Reb Yehuda. And what's the Chiddush? Why did it pick on Arvei Pesachim, Binyamin? Because Arvei Pesachim, you have to stop a half an hour earlier than what Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So this is a good way to remember it, guys. Throughout the day, when you're working in the college, you got free time, you're walking around. You know the Mishnah already, Baal Peh. Now you know the first half of the Gemara, Shmuel. What's the first half of the Gemara? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rav Huna says the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says in Erev Shabbos, Rav Yontif, you can eat all the way up to what? Choshech, until the nighttime. Whereas according to Arvei Pesach, you got to stop at 3:30 Sam. And therefore the Tana is Rav Yossi, that's the Chiddush. And Rav Papa says, no, the Tana could even be. That's why he's being cholik. He has no problem with it being the town of Rabbi Yossi, but he says, it even can be Rabbi Yehuda. How can it even be Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's a half an hour difference. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you got to stop when? You got to stop in a Mincha Lamala at 3:30, and Erev Pesach, you got to stop at 3. Okay? And Ariel and Sam were asking me in Seder, and that we'll see, God willing, next week in the suing Gemara, but, you know, Lamaisa, somehow Rav Huna was not comfortable with that slight chiluk. Maybe you could have read it like Lav Dafka, and it could have meant, you know what it means, Samach L'mincha L'mala. Maybe you have to put that word in. But just keep that in mind. Rav Huna was not comfortable with Rav Papa's theory, to this slight chiluk between this half an hour. Somehow Rav Huna could have read it differently, that it would have been identical, would have matched. Okay. So we have two Amoraim, what exactly the Tana is. Okay. This leads us now to the Taisus. Let's see inside. Atcha Techsha, guys. Okay. Let's go. Go ahead, Ariel. You're doing a great job. Makshimin. This is strange. This is a little bit. I forgot who I commented to. This is the Talmidim asking. The Balei HaTesis, the Yeshiva. They were Rishi Yeshivas. They were Rebbeim. The Balei HaTesis. We're going to see three Balei HaTesis by their names in this Tesis, God willing. So it's very rare in Shas. I don't know. You got to look. How many Taisusim always starts? You always starts like Yom Tomar, Kasha. Here it's Makshinin. The Talmidim asked the Kasha. Very rare do you find it. Yes, Ariel.
Maybe,
go ahead.
Maybe that's to point out the parentheses on top. The Tosfos Acher and Arvei Pesachim.
Oh, maybe. It's a different style, you mean? I like
maybe
that. It's a good horror.
Different style.
Different style, and therefore you're right. It could be. Could be. I like that. It's a good horror. It's a good horror. We don't find it. Maybe it's a rise to different Balei HaTaisus. Could be. Okay, good. So what's the kasha? Good. Start again. Achetekshach.
What is it? Makushina?
Makshinin. Talmidim asked.
Amai Isrika Achetekshach.
What do you need to say Achetekshach? Go ahead.
Shita.
Everyone knows. Leonard, what's one of the most famous holidays? But they always, what are the two most famous holidays for Jews all over the planet Earth? Seder and Hanukkah, right? Everyone knows the Seder, you have to eat matzah. Right, you could be a reform Yid who never knew anything. It doesn't have to be even. He doesn't know anything. Everyone knows you eat matzah if you're a Yid. And they'll say it, right? Obviously, Sam, it's usher to eat when? It's usher to eat Erev Pesach, Atcha Techsha. Because at Techsha, you got to eat. It's obvious. What do you need to say the word Atcha Techsha? It's a great kasha. Go ahead, V'od. Yes, and in the Brisa that you read so nicely about Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif, did Atcha Techsha appear? Did it appear or did it not?
Did not.
Because everyone knows Friday night you got to eat. Right? So it doesn't need to say, Sam, that it's usher to eat at your tekshah, and at tekshah you have to start eating. It's obvious you got to start eating then. You got me, Sam? So Tosis asking, why does the Mishnah need to say at your tekshah? That's Tosis kasha. And he strengthens his kasha. He strengthens the kasha by saying, you know what? When it Bryce said Erev Shabbos, you know, I've said nothing about the word at your tekshah, because it's obvious. Okay, that's Tosis kasha. So what's the teretz? Now I want to point something out. Listen to this. Very sharp. Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfasemis point out very beautifully. What did the Tosis say before? What was Tosis' theory before? We actually started share today with it. What was Tosis' theory that Tosis before? That at the same setting at a meal bench, our people are careful. Is that correct? People are careful, yes? And they won't eat to their heart's desire. Yes? So the Sfasemis says, this answers why on Shabbos and Yontif, it doesn't say the word at Shetekshach. Because why? Because what do you do at that point? And that's what the Sfasemis points out, Lamaisa. The Chiddush is it's usher to what? Tosos says it's usher to what? Eat until Tekshach. But after Tekshach, then it's mutter to eat because you're going to watch yourself really good. So on Shabbos and Yontif, it doesn't teach Atcha Tekshach. Why doesn't it teach Atcha Tekshach? Because after Tekshach, Pshit it's mutter. Because you're Mekayim the mitzvah of what? Of eating the Suda Shabbos and Yontif. So Lamaisa, what the Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfasemis ask is, according to the Tosis before, there's a Chiddush that is an Isser Atcha Tekshach. There's an Isser Atcha Tekshach. Is that correct? What's the Isser Atcha Tekshach? Because people don't watch themselves before the meal starts. But when the meal starts, yes, people watch themselves. So if you say like that, so then you understand why by Shabbos and Yontif, Tosis says, oh, it doesn't say Atcha Tekshach. So why does it say Atcha Tekshach by what? By Erev Pesach. You know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is after what? Shabbos and Yontif, after Tekshach Pshita, that it's Mutter. Because you're Mekayim in the midst of eating, Suda Shabbos. But you know what? Yehuda? What's the Chiddush of Atcha Tekshach by Pesach? The Chiddush is that on Erev Pesach, no one's careful. But at night, people become what? People become careful. That's the answer. That would be a good answer. No, the Tosis Kasha. What was Tosis Kasha, Yehuda? Why does it say Atcha Tekshach? It's obvious, yes? Benj?
Yeah.
Let's get it down. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfasem say it's not obvious. The Chiddush that we're trying to teach is that there's an Isser on Erev Pesach because people won't be careful. But at nighttime, you can start eating before the what? The Afikoma with Goyish Shebaked Matzah because people are what? Are careful. So that would be the Chiddush. And don't quote me Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif that it doesn't say Atcha Tekshach. You know why it doesn't say Atcha Tekshach there? Because it's Mutter to eat Lamaisa. It's Mutter to eat Lamaisa on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Totally mutter to eat after it does a cheat that it's mutter. You're mekayim b'achilasa a mitzvah. Any time you eat, it's a mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, anything I eat is a mitzvah. So obviously it doesn't need to say Atcha Tekshach. Right? Because at nighttime the mitzvah starts. But on Pesach, there's a specific mitzvah of eating matzah. And before I eat the matzah, I can eat what? Before I eat the matzah, what can I eat? Goyish baked matzah. And fill myself up. Why? Because I'll be careful now. That goofa would be an answer. You chap what I'm saying? Let's say it again. One sec, Ari. What was Tosis Kasha? Guys, I want you to think. Get this. It's a very sharp point. What was Tosis Kasha? Why do you need to say Atcha Tekshach? Why is that a kasha? Because the mitzvah to eat at night, yes?
Right.
And how does he prove that it doesn't say Atcha Tekshach? Because in the Brisa about Erev Shabbos, does it say Atcha Tekshach? No, it doesn't. You know, I have an answer for you why it says Atcha Tekshach. Because in the previous Tosis, what was Tosis' theory?
That
in the meal setting, you're going to watch yourself.
Yeah.
And that allows you to eat goyish baked matzahs before you eat the afikoman. So in the night setting, you're allowed to eat. And I'm not worried about a person not checking himself, because he will. But on Erev Pesach, I am worried about him not being careful. That's why it had to say Achatechshach, Jake. Because that Isser that applied on Erev Pesach falls away on what? On the Seder when the Seder starts. Why does it fall away? Because I'm in the meal setting. Now watch myself. So I just answered your kasha. Why it says Achatechshach. It was to reveal that Chiddush. Isn't that a sharp Nakuda? That's what the Sfas Emes writes. I thought it was a very sharp answer. You understand what I'm saying? Yehuda, you got this?
Yeah.
That's why it says Achatechshach. Yosef, you got me?
I think so.
Want me to say it again? Okay, let's say it one more time. The kasha was what? Why? What is the Chiddush Achatechshach? It's obvious at night you got to start eating. And he proved that Erev Shabbos or Yontif, it doesn't say Achatechshach. So there's a great kasha. So Ariel, what's the answer? The answer is the previous Tosfos said that on Erev Pesach, people are what? Are not careful about filling themselves up. But in Seder, at the meal, people are careful. So you're allowed to eat the goyish own baked matzahs before the afikom. Because you're going to be careful. That's goof of the chiddush achatechshach. That issur that we ask on Erev Pesach, you're not going to be careful, ends at what? Benj? Ends at night during the what?
During the Seder.
Because you're in the meal setting. So wouldn't that be a good answer? That's his answer. I want you to write it down. Let's get it.
You want him to... You don't have to eat the goyish chametz at goyish matzah.
You're allowed to eat the goyish matzah at the Seder because you're going to watch yourself. You won't fill yourself up fully.
That's why I need achatechshach.
That's why achatechshach, because in Erev Pesach, you're not at the meal setting. You're not going to watch yourself. So we need to ask you from eating so you don't fill yourself up. But once you get to the Seder, you'll be okay. That's why Dafke has to say achatechshach. That issue goes all the way to Tasha. Yes, Yosef.
In the meal that you're doing, but Zayir or Shabbos, you're not Zayir.
Let's stick with Pesach first. And then we're going to talk about Shabbos and nuts. But the answer on Ad Shetechshach of Pesach would be that answer. Okay? You follow me? Now, Tosas brought a Raya. Listen to this Nakuda now that Yosef brings up. What was Tosas Raya that Ad Shetechshach shouldn't be said? Because on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, it didn't mention it. So you know what's the reason why in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov didn't mention it? Because it's Pshita, when that once Shabbos comes in at night, anything you eat is a mitzvah. Anything you eat is a mitzvah. You see, on Pesach night, what's the real mitzvah, Jake? Eating the matzah of the matzah shel mitzvah, right? Now, I thought someone was going to ask you, but even when you eat the goyish matzah, that's Sudas Yom Tov, isn't it? You're right, it is, but... In comparison to the real mitzvah of eating shmura matzah, the matzah mitzvah is not really the mitzvah. On Shabbos, that's all you have, is the Suda Shabbos and Yontif. So on the Suda Shabbos, anything I eat the kishke, whatever I eat Friday night, everything is considered to be a mitzvah. So obviously it falls away. You don't need to say achatechshach. The issur of eating Erev Shabbos and Yontif falls away at night because it's a mitzvah. But when I talk about the Seder, I can eat the goyish baked matzahs before the matzah mitzvah because I'm going to watch myself. Now, why do you think, did you get that down in your notes? So why do you think Tosas didn't like that answer? Why do you think Tosas did not like that answer?
Because you still have to have a taifa to eat on Shabbos.
I understand, but why do you, but Lamaisa, so how is that germane?
Because if you're not going to be watching yourself before Shabbos, then you're going to get full even before Shabbos. That's an issue.
Right, so that's why there's an issue, but you don't need to say Achatechshach. That's why there's an issue, exactly, on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. But why doesn't say Achatechshach? By Shabbos and Yontif. Why doesn't it say Achatechshach? Because as soon as the night begins, it's a mitzvah to eat. So anything you eat, Lamaisa, is a mitzvah. So it doesn't need to say Achatechshach. You follow what I'm saying?
You might still be full.
That's why there's an Isser to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. That's why there's an Isser, so you won't be full. You're not going to be in a meal setting, so it's Usser.
But by Shabbos, I'm saying maybe you won't be able to fulfill that.
That's why there's an Isser, Sam. That's why you can't eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. There's an issur to eat, so you'll be able to eat it.
I thought we were saying it's not because it's obvious.
The issur only goes up to Friday night meal, and then when it comes to the meal, the issur goes away. You have to eat. That's correct. It's obvious. You don't need to say achatechshach. That is correct. So I want to know why Tosfos didn't like this answer. Benj, what do you think? Why don't you think Tosfos liked this answer? Yehuda, what do you think? What do you say?
Because it's called pshita with matzah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Rav Elazar Meir Horovitz says like this. What was the point of the Mishnah? What is the theme of the Mishnah? To create an isser, to create a heter. Isser, lo yochel. Excellent. We're not interested in teaching heterim. We're not interested in teaching heterim. So don't tell me that what the chiddush atcha techshel was to tell me that at night the isser falls away. The theme of the Mishnah is to tell you isurim, not heterim. That's why Tosis wasn't interested in this answer. But this is a beautiful give and take, guys. Ben, you got that answer?
Yeah.
It's a very good answer, Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. But okay, the Sasemis said not that way. Sasemis says, I think based on the previous Tosis, you could answer the kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Jake. What do you say?
Could Rebbe just say again that the Sfas the difference between Ashtetrach and the answer that the Sfas Emes gave?
We're not dealing with Minchin Amal at all. We're just running with the phrase Ashtetrach, right? Again, Tosas Kasha was, right? Tosas Kasha was, why do you need the phrase Ashtetrach for Pesach?
Yeah.
It's obvious. And then he proved it. It doesn't say Ashtetrach by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Sfas Emes and the Rebbe Kivager said, what are you talking about? The previous Tosas developed the theory that on Erev Pesach, you're going to watch yourself, you don't get totally full. You're not going to watch yourself. Only during the Seder are you going to watch yourself. Because you're in the setting of a meal. So even if you fill yourself with the baked matzahs, you're going to watch yourself. That's the Chiddush. Ad Shetesha, the Isser is only Erev Pesach because you're not going to watch yourself. Once Choshech comes, you are going to watch yourself. That would have been the beautiful Chiddush. Rebbe Elazar Meir Horovitz says Tosfos wasn't interested in it because you're telling me that the Mishnah was telling you that's a heter. That's not the theme of the Mishnah. The theme of the Mishnah is to teach you an isser, and the isser is what? Lo yochel from 3 o'clock. Yes, Yosef.
He's going up against his own shot. He comes up with a chiddush and he doesn't like be consistent. I don't understand how that.
No. Rebbe Elazar Meir Horovitz is saying why didn't Tosfos give that answer in the Sfas Emes?
So what I'm saying is we're supposed to. If he develops that mahalia, why can't he continue with that mahalia?
But that wasn't the theme of the Mishnah. Tosfos only said that theory to what? Tosfos only said that theory to answer a stira. That you can eat during the Seder and you can't eat at a Friday. That was the answer to stira, the previous Tosfos. But that wasn't the theme of the Mishnah. The theme of the Mishnah is to teach you when it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach. Arvei Pesachim.
Kasha on his pshat, then.
No, it's not. It's not a kasha on his pshat because the function of that previous tosis that we did was not the saying that's the theme of the Mishnah. It was just teaching you, well, you know what? We have a stira. On all of your Pesach, I can't eat, and the Seder, I can fill my stomach up with matzahs. That was just a stira. But he wasn't saying that was the theme of the Mishnah. The theme of the Mishnah is lo yochal. That's clear. It's called arve psachim. It's not to teach me a din of what? That during the Seder, I'm not worried about a guy filling himself up. That's Pesach Mamish. Lel Pesach. Not Erev Pesach. That's why Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz said Tosfos didn't like this answer. Okay. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
I just wanted to know the name of the one who contradicts Sfas Emes.
Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. It's in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. Kedusha Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. Was one of the Gedolei Yisrael night in the, I believe it was in... If I'm not mistaken, you know who he was? He was one of the three Gedolim. You know who the three Gedolim were?
No.
In the Velazna Yeshiva, when they appointed Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, married the Netziv's granddaughter. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva. So people were murmuring. They made Reb Chaim a Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, they said, the reason why they made Reb Chaim the Rosh Yeshiva is because he married the Netziv's granddaughter. Mm. So they said, you know what? There are people. Imagine that, saying that? So they said, let's bring three Gedolei Ador and listen to Reb Chaim give a shir. And then we will decide. Then we will decide whether he's really right to be a Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim Volozhin. And in Chaim Volozhin's Yeshiva. So one of the three Gedolei, I forgot who they were, but I remember one of them, was Reb Elazar Meir Horovitz. Reb Elazar Meir was one of the three. So he said this razzle-dazzle shir in Yevamos. Amazing. And then right in the middle of the shir, he said, what I just said is against the Rambam. And the person was just, and he sat down. He said, everything I said is wrong.
Reb Chaim.
Yes. So they said, oh, that's it. He's done. So the three Gedolim, they went out of the Beis Medrash. They met, came back in. He said, he's going to point to the Rosh Yeshiva Admei Veser. He had the ability to be Modal Emes. That, such a man, is ready to be the Rosh Yeshiva. He's Moidal on us. The same story I ever told you with Shaw Salanter. Remember I told you that story? He gave Baal Musaf. He's also a great gong. So they once asked him a kasha on a Shir Klali. So he had like five answers, but he didn't give any of the answers. Because he said if he gives that answer, he doesn't feel it's really the best answer. So they may also say, oh, his Musar also wasn't good. He said, hello. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav Mertzbach asked him a certain question. He didn't know. So he came back home. He told his wife he doesn't think he got the job to be Rosh Yeshiva Kol Torah. So Rav Metzger, well, he was telling his wife, he knocked on the door, so he got the job. Because he's Moed Alemis. Moed Alemis. So this is the Pshat Lemas. That's who Lozomir Horovitz was. Okay? He was deciding, that's how great he was. He was deciding whether Rav Chaim should be the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. This is the great. So that's how Rav Lozomir Horovitz defends Tysus. He says he didn't, Tysus didn't like this terrace because the theme of the Mishnah is Lo Yocha, he's Surim, not Hetayim. Okay, let's continue now in Tysus, guys. Go ahead now. So therefore, since Tysus did not like that answer, he's got to what? He didn't like that answer. What he's got to do? He's got to give his own answer, yes? He's got to give his own answer to the Kasha. He didn't like this answer. He didn't like the Svas Emes' answer in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what's his answer? Go ahead. Oh, this is the first name of the Baal, Rimi Corvile. I guess it was a city, I don't know, in Provence, in France. I'm not sure where it was. In Corvile, we have to look it up after Shir. Where it was. Go ahead.
The Gavi Matzah Davka Be'inan Ajitekshah.
Wow. Matzah you Davka need dark. You need to eat it after Tzitzik Kochav. Kiddisanya. Go ahead.
Kiddisanya Tosefta.
Like it says in Tosefta.
Hapeza Gumatzah Maror.
Mitzvason.
Mishtachach.
Excellent. Pesach Matzah Mar, you have to wait till Tzitzik Kochavim. Till it's dark, Mamsh. Go ahead.
V'taima Mishim Dixiv. V'akla Eta Bazar B'layla. Hazeu Mizeu Maror Itkishu Pesach.
Right. V'akla Bazar Azeh B'layla Azeh. V'akla Bazar B'layla Azeh. Period. U'matzah Mar Iskishu L'Pesach. We have a hekesh between matzah and maror to pesach. Just like pesach needs tzitzik kochavim, so too matzah. So Benj, what's Tosa's answer? You tell me, what's Tosa's answer? Tosa asks one, why does it say achetechshach, it's pshita. What's the answer? Benj, you tell me, what's the answer? Now what? Are you allowed to start the seder early? No, that's what achetechshach tells me. Get it down. Achetechshach means you're not allowed to start the seder early. You have to what? You have to what? Wait till Tzitzik Kochavim. All the time. I announce it in shul all the time. When we're in the hotel, we also don't. Also, Abbas of Laila, you have to wait till Laila Mamish. Cannot start early. Even though there's a universal din, a global din of Tosefta Shabbos of Yontes we're going to talk about. Today, tomorrow, if we don't finish with Sunday, we'll have to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. That you cannot do with the Seder. Now, there's a machloikis mugging around Taz. Please get it down in Shabru quotes. I was telling the guys in Seder, you know those chazonim that can do a kiddush for 5 minutes? Whoa. You know how they do the kiddush? It's a bad imitation, right? You know how they do the kiddush? So you say the kiddush for 5 minutes, and then they can time it, and they'll drink the cup right after what? They'll drink the cup when? Right after Tzitzik Kochavim. Is that acceptable? Or do you have to say all the words of kiddush after Tzitzik Kochavim? Machloikis mugging around Taz. Get that down. No matter how you slice it, though, you cannot start the Seder early. No matter what. Right? So I'm in the hotel, I have to say a shir for an hour between Mincha and Maariv. Right? Give them all the tires they can say for the Seder, and they're Seder. Because you can't start early. V'lachlus abasar balai lazeh. Says it in Pesach, and then we link up Matzah Mar with a hekesh to what? To Pesach. So that's the answer, Benj. The answer is that's why it says Achetechshach. Don't you dare start the Seder early. Arvip Shacham Samach L'mincha Lo Yochada Achetechshach. Don't you dare start the Seder early.
So who has one opinion? Taz?
I don't remember who says what. We'll have to look it up over the weekend. But Samach L'mincha Mugin Rum Taz. Okay, whether you have to drink it after or do you also have to say the words after of Kiddush. Whatever it is, you can't start the Seder early, no matter what. Okay, that's a detailed Machleikus. That's a detailed Machleikus, what it means you can't start early. Does the cup drinking have to come afterwards, says Kochavim, or does also the words of Kiddush?
So you have to say the words after.
That's the machlokes. I'm going to run tas. I think you should wait. It takes a minute. Wait, you should wait. So this is an amazing answer. Okay? Go ahead. But what about the other global holidays on the calendar? Can you start that early? Go ahead.
Aval.
Sudas what?
Sudas Shabbat Yom Tovim. Masiakaluhu mi be'od yom.
Excellent. When it comes to Sudas Shabbos and Yontif, there's no doubt you can start early. You can eat it when it's still daylight, as long as it's after Plag Mincha. Go ahead. Kedamar.
Kedamar. Kedamrinam.
Kedamar. I have Kedamar.
Oh, I have that.
Okay. Okay, Kedamrinam, go ahead. Okay. What do you have?
I have Kedamrinam.
Okay, go ahead. I have Kedamar. What do you guys have? What do the other guys have? What do you have?
Kedamrinam.
I have Kedamar. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Kedamar, Beperek Tfilas HaShachar.
No, you read the way you have it. Go ahead.
So, Kedamrinam, Beperek Tfilas HaShachar.
Go ahead.
Mitzpalal Adam Shel Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos Ve'omer Kiddush Hayom Mibbeod Yom.
There it is. Rav used to daven early on Friday, and he would say Kiddush Mibbeod Yom, as long as they have to flag. So you see, there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. Wow. On Pesach, there is no such din. That's what Atzeh Techshuk teaches me. It's amazing Kiddush. This is the Kiddush of who? The Rima Kravail. Benji, got it?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. You cannot start the Seder early. Okay. But I want to point out the following. What do you see from Tosis, I think? Yehuda, let's get it down. Is the institution of Tosefes Shabbos the Yoraisa of the Rabbanon? What do you think from this Tosis, Rima Kravail? What would you say?
What was the question?
Is the institution of Tosefes Shabbos the Yoraisa of the Rabbanon? According to the Rima Kravav, what would you say? What do you guys say?
Seems like a Darabana.
I would disagree with you. I would disagree with you.
Oh, what am I saying?
Because you meant to say the Yoraisa. Because he's quoting Psukim. He's saying there's a universal din, a global din of Tosefes Shabbos is the under the applies to all the Yom Tovim. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Pesach, it doesn't apply. Because you said, Ariel, you read so nicely. Balai Lazeh. Right? Gotta be at that night, says a kochavim mamish. That implies everywhere else is the Yoraisa binyamin, yes? Whereas on Pesach, not. I want you to get this down. The sheet of the Rimur Kervail is that Tosefes Shabbos is a Yoraisa. Okay, both Bar Shabbos and Yontif and Pesach. Yes, Yosef?
That's a diuk. I mean, how can you say it's the right diuk? The fact that Pesach is the right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it because I think it fits in Tosis. It fits. I think that's Tosis third.
You can say
yes, because Tosis is saying that it applies everywhere else, but here it doesn't because of a pusik. That pusik is telling me that the Yoraisa that exists everywhere else on the calendar does not apply to Pesach. That's the pashtus. Okay, that's the pashtus that I want you to decipher and derive. Okay, because he's quoting a pusik. That pusik by Pesach is an exception. So let's get to it now. But that sheet is on Tosis. Everyone got it down? That according to Rima Kavail, what bet binyamin Tosefes Shabbos the Yoraisa. However, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam says, what does the Rambam call Hilchos Yom Kippur? What does the Rambam call Hilchos Yom Kippur? He doesn't call it Hilchos Yom Kippur, right? What does he call it? Hilchos Shvisas Asur, the cessation of the tenth, cessation from eating, cessation from malachim. Yes, yeah. That's why he calls it Shvisas Asur. Rambam calls it Hilchos Shvisas Asur. As according to the Rav, it's a package deal. You look up the Rambam, I gave it to you, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Rambam says that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Diraisa. That's the only one. That's the only Chag that's Diraisa, according to the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says. It's the only one. Yom Kippur only and not Shabbos. And also the Magid Mishnah says it's only on the what? It's only on the Inuyim. You know what the Inuyim are?
The five
Inuyim. You have to add on to that in the beginning and the end. The Rav Zatzal argued on the Magid Mishnah. He says a package deal. What's a package deal? Inuyim and the Malacha. It's all a package deal, Yehuda. Get that down. The Rav Zatzal argued on the Magid Mishnah. And that makes sense because it's Shvisas Asur, the cessation of the tent, cessation from Malacha, cessation from eating. The Magid Mishnah split it. The Rav said you cannot split it. It's a package deal. So get that down, Ariel. According to the Rambam, the only Tosefes of the Yoraisa is Yom Kippur. Detail machlokas within Yom Kippur. Is it only the Inui Magid Mishnah, Or according to the Rav, that's out to Inui and the Malacha, because it's a package deal, and we're saying that's the title of Shvisas Asur, cessation of the tenth. Cessation from eating and cessation from Malacha. So please get that down. It's amazing. Therefore, if you look in the Rambam, nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does the Rambam mention Tosefes Shabbos. Nowhere. He doesn't mention it anywhere. So the other Rishonim Tosefes holds that Tosefes Shabbos applies across the board. Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur.
And
that would be a D'oraisa. That's a D'oraisa. The Rambam says it's only D'oraisa by Yom Kippur.
And by the D'oraisa, you get the Derban.
Let's get to that now. Does the Rambam... You with me, Ariel? You got me?
Yep.
Does the Rambam deny it completely? So, believe it or not, the Beis Yosef claims he denies it completely. He says that the Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos at all. Wow. Both the Uraisa and the Rabbanan. The Beis Yosef is in Simon Reis Samach Aleph. In the Kesef Mishnah Perakei Halacha Gimel Nichol Shabbos. It's amazing. He says, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, you would have thought like Yehuda said, it's the Rabbanan. But he says, no way. The Magen Mishnah even didn't mean that. So the Rambam says the whole concept of Binyamin, of Tosefes Shabbos, according to the Rambam, does not exist. Both on a D'oraisa level and a D'rabbanan level. It's amazing. Now, does everyone agree to that? No. And if you get a chance over the weekend, I want you to look it up. There is a Rambam in Pirik Hei Halacha Chaf in Hilchos Shabbos that says they used to blow the shofar for Samach Lashkia. Why do you think they blew the shofar for Samach Lashkia? To show that Shabbos starts a little earlier. Isn't that Tosefes Shabbos? That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And the Bir Halacha points out, I gave it to you, in Simon Reis Samach Aleph Siv Beit Zermasko Yesh Omri. He quotes the Knesset HaGedolah, B'Shem Knesset HaGedolah, and the Vilna Gaon, that the Rambam does have Tosefes Shabbos Min Rabbanan with that Halacha. Now, I could have rejected that and say, they were just blowing the show for like the siren that you should get ready, what? When Shabbos starts, when it should start. Not that there's Tosefes, but that's what the Gaon says. Knesset HaGedolah and the Gaon says exactly like Yehuda said. Okay? So I want you to get this. And the truth of the matter is, it's an amazing thing. We're going to get to it. Hopefully, we'll get to it later in the Tisus. But there is a Yerushalmi that we're going to see at the end of the Tosus, and the Shita Rabbeinu Yehuda denies Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov eating early. You can't do it. So there are Shitas in Rishon that seem to deny the whole concept. They quote Yerushalmi. So how does the Rimi Kraval deal with the Yerushalmi? He says Mishabeshta. He says it's messed up. It's a wrong girsa. It's a wrong girsa. He says there couldn't be such a thing. But I want you to know, Lamai, there are Rishonim that do deny it. We'll see it later in the Tosfos when we get to it. And they deny it completely. So it's an amazing Shita, Halacha Lamaisa. Yes, Yehuda. I'm sorry, Ariel.
I'm just wondering what the Yerushalmi then thinks of Bavli when Rav goes and eats early.
They're arguing on it. They thought it's a wrong Hanhaga.
Just says like, you're doing it wrong?
They would argue on it, yes. I think the Pashup shot is it's a Machlis Bavli Yerushalmi. That's what I think.
Okay.
And I saw in the Dvar Shmuel and Seder, he claimed not that way, but I don't see how it's not so.
Okay.
I think it's a Machlaikis. Maybe they held against Rav. It's a Machlaikis all the time. You know, I don't know. He claimed the Dvar Shmuel says no Machlaikis. What do you mean no Machlaikis? He says in Yerushalmi that they answered it. The only thing I was thinking is like this. Listen to this. I was thinking like this. One sec, Yehuda. You know what I was thinking? What did it say in Brachas? Rav Davi Meyerverli, and he said Kiddush, but it didn't say that he what? He didn't say he ate the Suda. The Yerushalmi said you can't eat the Suda early. They never denied you davening Meyer and saying Kiddush early. But the Suda they didn't. You hear what I'm saying? I thought that's a sharp distinction. You follow me? Because we're going to learn you can say Kiddush and Meyer if you can say it earlier. But the Suda you can't have earlier. So that's, I think, a better way than say it. Maybe that's what the Dvar Shmuel meant, that there's no Machlaikis Bavli Yerushalmi.
How many people have Kiddush and then they just wait? Whatever.
Very rare. It's rare. But maybe he said a shir for the family. Maybe sit a shear for the family, half an hour, you know, could be. You're right.
It sounds like he started the suit.
I hear you, but the Poshup Shah didn't say that in Brachas. What it says in Brachas is that he daven early and he said Kiddush. It does not say he had the suit. That's what I'm suggesting. Rather than saying it's a Machlis Bavli Yerushalmi. But what you're saying is good. But one last nakuda on this topic, please get it. Is there any sheet in Rishonim anywhere? Bench, get it down. That says you can start the Seder early. C-A-N. That you can. Yehuda. And I call your name for a reason.
Yeah.
I call your name for a reason. And I'll tell you why. Because the sheet is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. The pious Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda is Chassid. Pious. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the Rishon. He's quoted in Brachos Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Please get it. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, rather. That the Korban Pesach and the Matzah, you can eat me ba'od yom. Wow.
Can eat the pasta?
You no, no, you can eat the Seder.
Oh, I thought I heard
no,
pasta.
You can eat pasta. Pasta's chometz, has to show them. Pasta, chiv koris. No. You can eat early. You can start the Pesach Matzah Mara early. So what's my kasha I'm going to ask now? It's kind of like what you asked yesterday, Benj, a little bit. It's against what? Tosis. Tosis against the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah. It says lo yochal ad shetechshach. No.
True.
What's my answer?
Afikoman.
No. But what's the answer lo yochal ad shetechshach?
I'm saying that wouldn't it if you start early, but okay, you. Don't,
yeah, but it means the whole deal. Pesach matzah mark. The whole thing you can't eat. What's the answer?
No.
What's the answer? It's talking about a guy that wasn't mekavel. He wasn't. He didn't start early. But if you start early, it's fine. And this is talking about a guy that doesn't start early. He's not Makabel Shabbos Yom Tifur. He's not Makabel Shabbos, but if he wants to Makabel Shabbos, he can eat earlier.
But doesn't the Gemara say he ate Hardima Mutter and...
No, and Pesach. Lo Yochel Adam. Lo Yochel Adam Achetesha. Mish is talking about a guy who did not start early. But if he wants to start early, it's fine.
You could just say...
No, you look at Chachila.
Rabbi, when has that classified as meaning Hardima? It's me.
But he had the whole deal, you can have Pesach Matzah and Mara, the whole thing. You can have everything. Mamish. So it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah about a Kai who did not Mekabel Shabbos and Yom Tov early. Mekabel Pesach early.
It's holy.
But if you wanted to, he could. So let's get the Shittas now. How many Shittas we mentioned Rishonim? Three different Shittas. Yes? Number one, the Shittah of the Rimuk Reveal that says what? That there's a general din of Tosef Shabbos, there's a Yom Tov on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but on Pesach you have to wait till Laila Mamish. That's number one sheet. Number two sheet is according to the Rambam that what? The whole institution of Tosef is only by what?
Yom Kippur.
It doesn't exist by Yom or Shabbos or Yom Tov at all. Even Min Rabbanim might not exist. The Vilna Gaon, Knesset Gadol Vilna Gaon says it does Min Rabbanim. That's what he meant by Tolkien, but okay. Beis Yosef says it doesn't exist. Right? That's the Rambam sheet. What's the third sheet? Shittas Rabbeinu Yehuda, which we didn't get to yet in the Tosfos, that holds what? That you cannot start at all. You cannot start at all. It's kind of like two, that's the same sheet as the Rambam, that it doesn't exist at all by Shabbos and Yom Tov.
What about the Beis Yosef? Not the Beis Yosef said that.
Beis Yosef said within the Rambam, we said that it doesn't exist outside of Yom Kippur.
Right, okay.
And that's strengthened by the sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda, which we didn't get up to in the Tosfos yet.
Okay.
And then the third sheet is who?
Rabbi
Yehuda Chassid, that says you can start Pesach early. If you can start Pesach early, we're going to do it with the Mishnah. No problem. This is talking about a guy that wasn't on a Kabbal Pesach early. Yes, Jake, go ahead.
I thought the answer of saying that Rav would just make Kiddush without having the Suda was difficult, because the Yerushalmi didn't just say not having the Suda, he said, Lu Yitum Klun Achetesh Shav. So even Kiddush would be difficult.
You can't taste anything, Lu Maisha.
Yeah, so even having a cup of wine of Kiddush would throw that possibility out.
I mean, what Yitom usually is tasting food, no? But you're saying it's even drink, you mean? Mm-hmm. So you're saying the Yushami would be against it. The Yushami would be against what Rav did.
I think there's no way around that.
I mean, the Rav wouldn't say, it could be. I hear what you're saying. I would respond, maybe you could say Yitom means food, though. But I hear what you're saying. Yitom usually also is said in Shas by drinking. So I hear you. It's a good horror. Very good. Pashup shot at some Achleis Bavli Yushami. That's what I would say, unless you want to say what I'm saying. But I hear what you're saying. You're asking on my pshat. It's a good kasha. Yitom usually means even tasting. Yes, Binyamin.
The moment that you start saying that you can, that one who wants to can start Pesach early.
Yes.
Then you already don't need the words Achetesha, because it's not when it gets dark. It's whenever you decide to, whenever you want it to be.
No. There's a formal way in being Mekabel Shabbos and Yom Tov early. Daven early. Can't just stop me, you know, decide. You're hungry and you start doing it. You have to daven early. You're makabel it, you know, early.
Right, but that's ad makabel.
I understand, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy who doesn't do that. So if a guy who doesn't do that, it's usher to eat before nightfall.
So that, before like it says it becomes. Because Correct. It's like saying that then it's like every other Shabbos and like and Yom Tov. And whereas whenever you're Mekabel, it's whenever you change the day over. It's not a question.
I understand that. So the Gemara is talking about a case where a guy did not formally Mekabel. That's what it's talking about. That's the Mishnah Pshat.
Right, but then Tosos can't be used.
This is a different Teretz. This is Rabbi Yudah Chassid. This is Rabbi Yudah Chassid against Tosos. Tosos said Asher Techsha because it's Asher.
Right,
you can't start early.
Are they trying to make him Shdim?
No, we're saying it's a Machlaikis.
Okay.
Tosos argues Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Rabbi Yudah Chassid says you can start early. Tosos says you cannot start early. Pshat Pshat is like the Tosos, like you're saying. Okay?
As far as taking in Pesach early,
yes.
Wouldn't it be like the same thing as Hanukkah? Like there's a specific day and a specific time that you're able to take it in?
Right, but we have the power vested in us that we can usher it in early. It's a mitzvah. Question is, does that mitzvah exist outside of what? Yom Kippur. So many Rishonim say it do. Say it does.
Then that you would be able to take in Pesach early.
You would be able to take in Pesach early, yes. According to Rabbi Yudah Chassid, against our Tosos. That's correct. Yes, Jake.
I wanted to take back what I said earlier with Tom, because I just looked at Kuf Vavim and Beis, and it says Tom Nina Makadesh, and it looks like Rashi, Rishbam, and Tosfos consider that only Achila.
Uh-huh. But I think in Brachos there are other Gemaras and Brachos where it says Asar Achiyitom, it's referring to drinking, I think.
There's definitely a possibility.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but I seem to recall there are Gemaras I'm trying to defend you and you're trying to defend me, right? We're striving for the Emes. No, we're striving. I seem to remember Gemaras and Brachos Achiyitom was referring to drink, but you know, let's think about it. You're saying good, I hear you. Yes, Yehuda, yes, Yosef, go ahead. Rishon. He's a Rishon. Rishon. Yes, he wrote the Sefer Hasidim also. Okay.
If
Sefer Hasidim is a separate Sefer about Nihugim. There's a brach. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sefer. There's a Sefer that has a collection of three Rishonim on brachas because there's not so many Rishonim on brachas. It's called the Bracha Mishuleshes. The three Rishonim are the Taisa Rash, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, and the Shittim Mikubetzis. Rabbi Yudah Chassid is in the Bracha Mishuleshes. Go ahead, Yudah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Jisha, according to the Rambam, what would happen if I bring in Shabbos early? Can I be Mekabel Shabbos early?
No, but you.
So if,
no, but I'll tell you what you can do, which we're going to get to. I am allowed to say Kiddush. We're going to get to it. I am allowed to say Kiddush. If we have time, we're going to get to it. Or we'll get to it on Sunday. I am allowed to say Kiddush. It means nothing. It's meaningless. But I'm allowed to say Kiddush before what?
Was that
No, so I'm allowed to say Kiddush. Theoretically, remember, I don't know if we've talked about the Shalat. Can a guy person go to the hospital and say Kiddush for people and then drive home? Maybe according to the Rambam you can.
Yeah.
Maybe according to the Rambam you can, because Kiddush can be said before Shabbos begins, according to the Rambam. You could have Meir even before, but it's not called Tosefta Shabbos. I'm not posking like that. I'm just saying, in theory, according to that Rambam, a guy could go to the hospital, say Kiddush for the patient, and drive home, as long as he gets home before Shkia. I'm not saying we pass one like that, but according to the Rambam, it would come out like that. Yes, go ahead.
My other shot, I'm going ahead a little bit. That would be against the Taz that we saw this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see if we get to there. Okay, let's see if we get to there. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out here is, Halacha Lamaisa, is that this is a fascinating Shiloh that comes up, okay? This is a fascinating Shiloh that comes up, and this allows us now to go a little bit right into Tosis. Okay, go ahead now. Yehuda. Ariel, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. What do you say?
The Omer Mehar Rabbeinu Yechiel.
Moreno Arav Yechiel.
Moreno Arav Yechiel.
This is the second Rishon that's quoted by name.
Dechipari v'gemara, my area.
What does Dechi mean? Dechi means and when. And when. Dechi, when Parach, we ask the Gemara and our Gemara. Go ahead.
When we ask in our Gemara, my ear ya arbi psakim kulu.
Asked in the first kasha of the Gemara, we learned today that why did the Mishnah specifically mention arbi psakim when there's an iser by Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontav? So why don't you give the answer? What would be the answer? Benj, what would be the answer to that kasha? What was the kasha in the Gemara? Why did it mention there's an iser of Erev on arbi psakim and didn't mention on Shabbos Yontav when there is one on Shabbos Yontav? What would have been the answer?
Could have easily just given the reason.
Could have just easily have said what? The reason why I mentioned Arav Pesach is to tell me that what?
So.
That you can't start early. No? Mm-hmm. Why did the Gemara give that answer? She's teaching us how to learn. If the Remek reveals answers a beautiful Chiddush, okay. So why did the Gemara give that answer to that Kasha? You've just told me what Atzeteshach is? Oh, that's what Atzeteshach means. You can't start early, so why didn't the Gemara give that answer? You can't start Pesach early, unlike Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a great kasha. So what's the answer? Lo matzah l'shnuya. You can't give that answer. Why not? Read again. V'omar marav Rabbi Yechiel.
Okay. V'omar marina Rabbi Yechiel defi parik b'gemara ma yiri arvi p'sakim hulu. Lo matzah l'shnuya. He did not got arvi p'sakim.
Why can't you say that's the reason why he taught Narav Zon teach me you can't start early? So why didn't you give that answer? Go ahead. Mishum, because. Oh, why didn't it give that answer? What? That the reason why it's an Arab Zachim is because it wanted to teach me that you can't start early. You have to wait till dark. Go ahead. Why didn't it give that answer? Because the answer is starts with the daughter Dala. There it is. Dikvar. That starts the answer.
Dikvar. Ashmayinan. Be'ezehu Mekoma. Diksani. Pesach Eno Nechal Ela Belaila.
Who said that this morning? Who says Ezel Makom? I don't want to embarrass anyone. But I say Ezel Makom. We should try to say Talmud Ketores Ezel Makom. And then Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Blinetter, I try to say it every day. Blinetter. At least the Talmud Ketores. We always try to say Ezel Makom. It's a Mishnah Zvachim. It's only Perek and Shas. There's no Machlaikisim. Did you know that? There's no Machlaikisim in the whole Perek. We say that every morning. And you know, it says Pesach Eno Nechal Eno Nechal Ela Belaila. It's already taught there. So what do you need to teach me that? What? Teach it again. Mahaka, go ahead.
Mahaka, Agav Orke Tania Bekotzar.
Excellent. And here what? It's just taught Derech Agav briefly. What is the theme of our Mishnah, Yehuda? Lo Yocho, Lo Yocho, Lo Yocho. Achatech is like a side Nakuda. That's already taught already in Zvachim that you only can eat at night. In Ezo Makoman. So that's why the Gemara did not give this answer. Okay? That's why the Gemara did not give this answer. Yes, Sam?
What is the Kotzer?
Kotzer means brevity, brief. Here it's just mentioned briefly. On the side. Agav. Hocha agav by the side. Agav orche, it's on the side. Like by dint. Tani because it's taught brevity. Okay, good. So we got this so far? Okay. Excellent. All right, let's finish up the Tos inside, and then we have to discuss greater, and then we got to get the Chumash. Okay? We got a lot to see, B'Zishem. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu Yehuda, Teretz.
This is a new Rishon, Rabbeinu Yehuda. This is a new Teretz, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Not Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid. Don't confuse him. It's a different. See how many Gedolim you have to live up to, Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, Rabbeinu Yehuda.
No.
All these Vale Atasis. Unbelievable. No pressure. No pressure at all. No pressure. I know you can handle it. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Yehuda, go ahead. Rabbeinu Yehuda Tiretz.
Rabbeinu Yehuda Tiretz. Afilo iba ina gavi shabbosot v'yamim tovim achetakshach.
Oh, even if we require that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you cannot start early. Go ahead.
Haka is drifka. Lemisne de asilash mu'inan. Dafak of the shkita psakim mevod yom. Eno nefam mevod yom.
Excellent. So what does he say? He says an amazing thing. Aryeh. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, I want you to know something. I disagree with you completely, Remik Revail. When Rabbi Yehuda says Tiretz Yehuda, what is he coming to do? He's coming to answer the original Kasha bench. What was the original Kasha?
Why
do we say Achetekshach? Don't forget that. Rabbeinu Tiretz is going to answer the original Kasha Aryeh, which is why it says Achetekshach. And he says, I want to tell you something. I disagree with you wholeheartedly, Rebbe Krivayel. I hold that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot start early either. Shabbos and Yom Tov is, in a sense, worse. Shabbos and Yom Tov is, in a sense, worse. What do I mean by worse? You can't start it early at all. Pesach, I would think you could, because at least it was shechted during the day. So as it was shechted during the day, maybe I would think you could start it early. Come Ashmalan, you can't. Other kachim, when it's shechted in the day, you eat it in the day. Not Korban Pesach. Do you understand what I'm saying? How he's diametrically opposed of Remi Korval? What did Remi Korval say? What did Remi Korval say, Natan, what did the Remi Korval say? That on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a din of what? Tosefis. On Pesach, there's not because of the Pesach of Achuz Abbasar B'lai Lezeh. You hear what I'm saying? Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a concept. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a concept. Pesach there is not, because the Achlus of Basar B'Lailah said. What does Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda come and say? Benj, he says, Pum Fakirat. He says, I want you to know something. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you never can start early. Unlike what you said, Rima Kaval. Rima Kaval said Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can start early, but Pesach, you cannot. Comes the Rabbi Yehuda and says, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can never start early. In fact, of anything, Pesach, I would think you could start early because it's like other kachim. Kamashman, you cannot start early. Kamashman, you cannot start early. And that's the answer why it says what? Why does it say Achetechshach? Go ahead. And that's why it says Achetechshach. To tell me that what? That you're not allowed to start early. I would think you could because of Shar Kachim. Yes?
Yes.
So Jake asked me and Yosef and Seder, but wasn't that already in the Zvachim too? You asked your kasha to Marsha. You're mechavin to the Marsha. I found the Marsha.
Yes, that's
Jake. Jake is mechavin. Also, you have chavrusas together. So the Marsha asks, what does the Marsha ask? It's already in Zvachim. So the Marsha says, you're right. Okay. So this is also Derech Agav. The real theme of this mission is lo yochel. The Achetech is a side thing. So in Echanami, the Marsha says it's Derech Agav. This is taught Derech Agav again. That's the answer to your kasha. Jake and Yosef, okay? Marsha, very good. I'm proud of you, everyone. Finish it up, Ariel. You're doing a great job. The Chain.
I have a kasha.
Yeah, why don't you just finish up the Chain Yesh?
The Chain Yesh, but Yerushalmi, Bereish Perukin.
The Bereish Perukin, the beginning of the Peruk.
Tanya Shabbos Mina Minicha Ulamala Lo Yitos.
Lo Yitom.
Yitom Kulum Ashatek Shach.
Exactly. You cannot start early, ever. And that's against Rav Pashup Shach, what Rav did in the Bavli, unless you say my distinction. That Rav daven and say kiddush, we didn't eat the meal. But at the end of the day, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda saying you cannot start early at all. So, does everyone follow what I'm saying about it being diametrically opposed to the Rima Kravile? Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
It's
a strange lesson. I was also bothered by it. What it means is, though, he says, even if we require it, we do require it. We require you that you have to start on time. You can't start early. That's all. It's a strange law, but that's what he means. But even if we do require, which we do, his sheet is you're not allowed to start early.
Okay.
It's a strange way of saying it. I was also bothered by the law. Very good. Excellent. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, for Zvachim, is it a Mishnah?
Yes. It's no makom, it's Mishnayis.
Okay.
It's only Mishnayis and Shas. It's only Perik and Mishnayis and Shas where there's no machlokes mentioned at all.
No, I was just wondering, because if it wasn't done, I would say that this is the Mishnah.
No, you're right. It's a Mishnah. Ezo makom is Mishnayis. Excellent. It's in the Siddur.
Okay.
Very good.
I feel like there would be more than that. I would assume that the Mishnah is made up of Kedushim. I don't understand why we would repeat a Kedush twice.
We do sometimes. It's just there. If it's Derech Agav, we would do sometimes.
Okay.
It's Derech Agav. It's just a side Nakuda. Yes, Sam. Go ahead.
Back to Rabbeinu Yehuda's.
Yes, Rabbeinu Yehuda's answer is why it says Achetechshach.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to start early. That's why. Any holiday, you never start early. But Pesach, I would even think you could. Because Pesach is like other kachim, they shecht it during the day, and they eat it during the day.
I would think that I would need Achetechshach also by Shabbos.
No, I would need Achetechshach dafka by Pesach, says Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbos and Yom Tov can never do. Never do. That's why he says it's completely different than the Rima Kravile. The Rima Kravile said what? You can always start early by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? The Rima Kravile says you can always start early by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Pesach you cannot because of Achlos HaBasam HaLayla Hazeh. That's the Rima Kravile. Write that sheet down, Rima Kravile. Then the other sheet, the Rabbi Yehuda, says no. He says, Fakir, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can never start early. The only chag I would entertain that you could start early is Pesach, because it's like other kachim. And other kachim is shechted b'yom, they eat b'yom. Kamashman, it cannot be. So that comes out to be a machloikis, l'mais, between the sheet of who? The sheet of Rabbi Kaval and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Now I thought there were three Rishonim quoted. Wasn't there three? Yes, Rabbi Yechiel was in the middle. How he was Masbid the Gemara. Okay? How he was Masbid the Gemara. Okay. So this brings us to the following. I want you to get this. Halacha l'mais. Okay? It could very well be that I think we could project the following. What does Tosefes Shabbos do? What does it do? Does it change the calendaric day? or does the day remain the same and you just input, imbue, better word, Kedushin to that period of time? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
How do you view the mechanics of Tosefta Shabbos? When I usher in early, does it change the calendar day? It becomes Mamash Shabbos? It's supposed to start at 7, we start at 6. Does that become Shabbos Mamash?
I would assume yes, just because you're not allowed to do mincha once you bring in Shabbos.
Right, okay, that's true. But does it become, do I say the day remains the same, but it's just Kedusha has been what? Been imbued into that period of time.
If the day stayed the same, then mincha wouldn't be able to...
No, I'm not allowed to do malacha. No, but I cannot do mincha during that Kedusha. Okay? Now, I want to point out that I think that's maybe the machloikas between the first shita. For example, what does Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid hold? You tell me. What do you think Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid holds? What did Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid say?
You could have the Seder earlier.
So what does that mean he holds?
It's a new day.
You can change the calendaric day. Get it down. The mechanics of Tosheva Shabbos change the calendaric day, and it's Achla Zavasa B'lai Lazeh. Yeah, yes. You Akabal early Binyamin, it becomes B'lai Lazeh. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is it? It's not even Shabbos, it's not even Laila. It's just Yechal the Dinim of Shabbos. It's a Chumrah. You just impose Chumras on the guy. You impose Chumras. It's like there's an Issa Malacha. You're not going to do Malacha. All you're imposing is Chumras. But it's not even nightfall, it's not even really Shabbos formally. It's just a Chumrah.
What about in regards to eating them?
No, it would not. Excellent, excellent, Shmuel. It would not be regarding eating. It's only the Gabi Malacha. Correct. And what about the first day of Tosas, the Rima Kravail? What do you say? What do you say according to the Rima Kravail? Would you say it is? What would you say according to the Rima Kravail? I would say it's Shabbos, but it's not what? Lila. Because what does he allow you to do? What does the Rima Kravail allow you to do? He allows you to start Shabbos and Yontav early, but it's not Laila Mamish because he doesn't allow you to eat what? Pesach early. He doesn't allow you to eat Pesach early. So I want you to get this down. There are three shitas we want to suggest. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says it becomes Laila Mamish. That's why you can even start Pesach early. Rabbi Yehuda says what? It's not Shabbos, it's not Laila, it's just what? It's just what? Imposing a Chumrah. And what's the Chumrah? Like Shmuel said, only on Malachas. You can't eat the meal, you can't eat the meal, you can't eat the meal early at all. Okay?
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
You can't even say Kiddush problem. That's if the Yishalmi argues on the Bavli, against Rav. If you say like that. Or you say Mashivu, that you can't eat the meal, but the Kiddush you could say. Yes? That would impart of the Chumrah. So what's the third Shita? The first Shita, Rima Kravah. What does the Rima Kravah say? What does Tosefta Shabbos do? It makes it Shabbos Mamish. It doesn't make it Laila Mamish, because if it made it Laila Mamish, it would work even on the Seder. But it doesn't work on the Seder. But it does make it Shabbos Mamish. And what does Shabbos Mamish mean, Shmuel? You can't do Malacha, you could say Kiddush, you could eat the Suda. You're imbuing Kedusha and you're calling it Shabbos. Those are the three possibilities I want to say. Okay? The three possibilities you want to say is number one, Laila Mamish. It makes it what? Makes it changes the calendaric day, which we'll get to on to Sunday with the Taz. Number one is Laila Mamish. Number two is what? Shabbos below Laila. Whose sheet is that? That's the Rebbe Kerviel. Me Kerviel. This sheet is who? Is Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid. Excellent. And what's number three? Sheet is Rabbeinu Yehuda. Yes? What does he hold? He holds Lo Laila, Lo Shabbos, Ella, Hanhaga of Chumrah. Which is Malacha. Okay? Now, when we said the word Kedusha, I think that fits better the second sheet to Yosef. You're imbuing Kedusha at Shabbos, but it's not Laila Mamish. Okay? These are three sheets we want to suggest. Okay, we have much more to do with Hashem on Sunday. Okay? I'm probably photocopying the Taz with the Rezulti. Some people saw the stars, but I'll have it Rav Julti. But I want to close now with Chumash, and then we'll daven Mincha. Everyone loves the creatures of Hashem. Ma Rabu Ma Sachem. Everyone loves animals. I'm sure everyone loves animals. You go to the zoo, it's so beautiful. Hashem created the world with all these animals. There's only one non-kosher animal, guys, in the world, on the earth, planet Earth, that has Kedusha. Only one non-kosher animal. And that is the donkey. The donkey. A donkey has Kedusha. Firstborn animal of a donkey. You can either redeem it onto a sheep and make the Kedusha from the donkey go to the sheep. Or you can break its neck, the Torah says. Ravid says that's like an Aveira. We don't really want to do that ideally. Mishnah says in Mechorah should rather be potent than break its neck. I want to ask you, why were the donkeys given Kedusha by Hashem? The dogs in our parsha did not bark at us. Hashem rewarded them with the tray for meat. Why did Hashem give Kedusha to the donkeys? And all the dogs were rewarded with was tray for meat.
What do you mean rewarded with tray for meat?
It says, Lakelav Tashlichu Nosso. What are you supposed to do with tray for meat then?
Feed it to the dog.
Feed it to the dog. Why? Because Hashem rewards every creature, and they didn't bark at us, so Hashem says, I'll give them the tray for meat. I want to ask you, Akasha, what is the difference between the donkeys and dogs? Why is it that the donkeys were given Kedusha? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, we had all these things, we had all these spoils, all this booty, all these packages we needed till we left Mitzrayim. How did we get out with them? The donkeys carried them. They schlepped all the stuff for us. Hashem rewarded them with Kedusha. There's a fundamental difference, guys, in doing an action, of doing a maisa, of toiling, of schlepping, than rather just being quiet. Don't get me wrong, dogs normally bark, and they did a great thing by being silent. Hashem rewards them with giving them the tray of meat. But that's not the same of doing an action, of schlepping, of working. The same donkey that Avraham Avinu worked with was the same one that what? Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Mitzrayim with, Rashi quotes. The same chamor. We have to be people that do actions. You have to do actions. You can't just talk the talk. You have to do meisim. And we had the ability to lend people our chafatzim, fellow Jews, to borrow. Do you know what I just did during lunch? Oh, I did such a great thing. I'll tell you what I did. There's a high school boy in Saig that forgot his tefillin in MTA. You can't get in the building there now. Do you know that? I had to go through the Lamport Auditorium, find the guy's tefillin. Oh, Rav Hirsch, you did such a great thing. Such a great thing. I did such a great thing. I walked 2 blocks. I did a little bit of what? In engineering. How am I going to get in there? I did. That wasn't easy. I'll grant you that. But I got in there, and I went to the cubby, and I found his tefillin, and I brought it. There's so many mice. What I'm bringing out, is that such a big deal? That's such a big deal. I got some exercise. You do a chesed for a guy? Oh, the father thinks, oh, I feel so bad that I've troubled Rebbe to do that. What's the trouble? Are you kidding me? These are actions. and the donkey slept and they toiled. And Hashem rewards with the Kedusha. Amazing. The only non-kosher animal that has Kedusha. All the non-koshers, horses, cheetahs, lions, giraffes, elephants, they have no Kedusha. Donkey is the only one. Because it did the miser. And we borrowed, we lent people, fellow Jews, v'yashivu. Why were we zoch with so much booty? Because Hashem saw that the Jewish people were lending people, one another, Jews to Jews. They had no power, they had no problem borrowing, lending, and lending things out. Of course you can use it. What's the big deal? It's my pleasure. To do an action, a chesed, Hashem said, you guys are having that feeling? You don't speak Lashon Hara, you've reached that level now. You didn't change your name, you didn't change your clothes. You're ready to leave Mitzrayim. Those are all abstention of things. But if you want to gain a higher level of Kedusha, you do a Maisa, like the Chamorim did. And that's a Musar Haskel to us. Whenever you have the opportunity, you have to do Maisa. And don't minimize. We never minimize the smallest Maisa you might do. I want to close with the following. Did I tell you this story with the wife of the Vilna Gaon? Did I ever tell you that story?
I don't think so.
There was a woman in Vilna, a big tzaddikus, who was a good friend of the wife of the Vilna Gaon. And they used to raise money for poor women for tzedakah. Did I tell you this? And they made up with one another. They made up with one another, maybe not recently. Made up with one another. They made up with one another. Whoever would die first, they would come down to the other in a dream and say what's doing in Shemayim. So the friend died before the wife of the Vilna Gaon. And she came to her one night and she said, They won't let me tell you what's going on in Shemayim except for one thing. She said to the wife of the Vilna Gaon, do you remember the time, spoke to her in a dream, that we went to raise money from a wealthy man's wife, went to her house, she wasn't there. We left the house, we're walking on the street, and as we're walking on the other side of the street, we see her. And the Vilna Gaon's wife pointed, she said, there she is, let's go over. And they went over and they raised the money. In Shemayim, when they run the videotape of that Maisa, of that story, that mitzvah, they also point out that you raised your finger. The slightest thing of chesed, they point that out in Shemayim. So we can't minimize any maisim we could do. That's why the donkeys are on a different level than the dogs. The dogs didn't do a maisim. They abstained from barking. But the donkey slept. And I want to add on, who is Yisachar, the Shevet of Tyra? Who is Yisachar? They're the Malam de Tyra. Which animal are they compared to?
The donkey.
The schwitzing. The schwitzing in Torah. The toiling in Torah. And also the actions that they do of chesed too. The actions of Torah and the actions of chesed. To be men of action. And that's why Hashem said, I'm ready to take you out of the shrine. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, wonderful Shabbos. Good to see everybody. Okay, we'll continue on Sunday, B'Hashem, 9 a.m.
Right
there. Good job. Good to see you, Sam. Good to see you.